some of the melachos of Eish on Yom Tov. Eish is one of the melachos, like many before she understand, Eish is one of the melachos which is involved in the process of Eichel Nefesh. A person wants to cook, so Eish is involved in that process. Either it's considered Eichel Nefesh or Machshir Eichel Nefesh. It's considered Eichel Nefesh. It's part of the process of Eichel Nefesh. So a person is allowed to meter isa. A person is allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov. A person could light a fire on Yom Tov. He could strike a match. A person could rub two pieces of wood together. He wants to make his fire. He can make his fire on Yom Tov. There's a loch of mitoich, which we didn't touch on so well yet. There's a concept called mitoich shem huchal tzarich huchal namishol tzarich. That once the Torah permits these malachas for the purpose of oichel nefesh, the Torah said these malachas go into the malachas which are permitted on Yom Tov. So a person is allowed to do hitzah for oichel nefesh purposes. A person is allowed to carry for non-oichel nefesh purposes. A person is allowed to make a fire for non-oichel nefesh purposes, for other purposes besides oichel nefesh. So that is the din d'oraisa. A person can make a fire for any purpose that he has, any valid Yom Tov purpose. A person can make a fire. A person wants to read, a person can make a fire. So all of those would be muta d'oraisa. The Chachamim came along and said, however, that the person is limited. He cannot make a new fire. He cannot make a brand new fire. He's only allowed to transfer a fire from an existing from one which already exists. So if you already have a fire ready, which is lit, you can transfer that flame to somewhere else. But to make something new, a person cannot do. So if a person is coming to light a flame for nearest Yom Tov, so he can light it from an existing flame. A person has a yahrzeit list which is lit, something of that sort. Let's say a person has an electric coil which is lit. He has one of the burners on the range top is lit. So a person can light from an electric coil, assuming that the electric coil is red hot. A red hot coil has a locha, has status in a locha of Eish. So there's Eish which exists already over there. It's red hot. You can light from it. However, if it's not red hot, it's hot enough to cause a match to burst into flame. However, it is not red, it is black, and halacha, that's not considered Eish. It's considered heat, not Eish. You cannot light from heat, you have to light from Eish. So in that situation, a person cannot light, he has to make sure that he wants to light from a coil. The coil has to be red hot to be able to light from that coil. A person, a ner shel batola is also to light. A ner which has no function, no purpose at all is also to light. So, and that includes not only if it has no function, no purpose, but it's not necessary. For example, I want to light my Yom Tov candles. I could go to the coil with one of the candles and light the candle. That's okay. I could go to the coil with a match and light the match. What do you need a match for? I can light it with the candle directly. So it's preferred that if a person does not need the medium to get the fire from place A to place B, a person should not use a medium in the middle. He should use what he actually plans to light. Lighting extra neiros is not considered shel batola because it's kavod Yom Tov. That's part of the kavod Yom Tov. There are many neiros which are lit. It's nice and bright, etc. A person wants to light, instead of lighting two candles, he wants to light four candles, the kavod Yom Tov. That's fine because that's considered kavod Yom Tov. But just the medium of the match in the middle, which is not necessary because a person can do without the match, that a person cannot do. The person discussed the situation. A person wants to light a yahrzeit list, so it's preferred in a lot. People have a person has a yahrzeit on second the Yom Tov. A person wants to light a list for yisker purposes. It's preferred in a law, it should be lit in such a way where somebody will get benefit from it. So if a person forgot to light it before Yom Tov, a person wants to light it at nighttime to go into the day, well, he'll light up in a place, a room which is dark, it'll get some light over there, it'll get a function out of it. Just light it for the purpose of a yahrzeit alone is questionable in a law, if that's considered a ner shel batola, the gabbai this halacha of ner shel batola, and the difference also to light. So a person wants to come in Yom Tov morning, the second the Yom Tov for Yizker, he wants to light the yahrzeit list because of Yizker, the person should not do that. That should not be the situation a person should be in. If a person is in that situation, they have to ask a shayla, but it's not preferred to do that. Amir La'ak, this issur of making a new light is an issur d'rabbanan. So therefore, in a case where a person would need a new light, there's some tzarich where he needs it, Amir La'ak would be permitted because that's one issur d'rabbanan of Amir telling a goy. Another is the rabbanon of lighting a new Eish. So if it's a tzarech yomtiv, a person will be allowed to tell a non-Jew to light a, make a new eish for that purpose. Just want to touch very, very briefly on electricity. We want to talk about more, you know, electricity on yomtiv. We said electricity has a lach of eish. So turning on, that's talking about, we're talking about incandescent bulb which is lit, the filament which is the metal which is red hot has a locha like ash. So it's only if there's metal there. So if a person discuss lighting a fluorescent bulb, any other type of bulb where there's nothing in there which is actually on fire, even though it's very hot and it looks bright, right? That would not be considered ash. You cannot light from that. The person couldn't put a match there, and the heat will be sufficient to cause it to burst in the flame. That won't be sufficient, but a locha. It has to be that there's actual metal which is glowing to have a locha of eish. We'll talk about electricity and yomtiv in a separate. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbos.